Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County Health earns Level 2 neonatal care designation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Health has received a major recognition for newborn care, earning designation as a Level 2 neonatal facility from the American Academy of Pediatrics. According to a press release from CCH, the designation confirms the hospital can care for moderately premature or ill newborns, particularly those born after 32 weeks or weighing more than about 3 pounds, who may need extra monitoring or short-term breathing support. Hospital officials say the recognition followed a detailed review of staff training, equipment, and patient care practices, including an on-site evaluation by neonatal specialists. Maternal Child Unit Manager Cass Hurley said, "This designation is really a stamp of approval. It validates that we're providing the level of care our community needs. The designation means more families in Gillette can receive specialized newborn care closer to home rather than traveling out of the area." Campbell County Health also partners with Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children in Denver, giving patients access to higher level care if needed. Hospital leaders say the recognition reflects years of work by staff and physicians to improve neonatal services and support families during critical early moments. Former Special Olympics Wyoming employee accused of $200,000 embezzlement scheme. A former employee of Special Olympics Wyoming has been arrested following a lengthy investigation into an alleged embezzlement scheme totaling more than $200,000. According to Cowboy State Daily, Christine Rodriguez, 57, of Bar None, was taken into custody Tuesday on recommended charges of felony theft and forgery, according to the Casper Police Department. Investigators say Rodriguez, who worked for the nonprofit for about a decade, is accused of manipulating financial records and exploiting her role handling donations and deposits over several years. Authorities allege the scheme involved falsified deposit records, unauthorized checks, and forged signatures, leading to more than $180,000 in questionable checks and over $26,000 in cash discrepancies. The investigation began last summer after the organization discovered irregularities during an internal review following Rodriguez's termination. Special Olympics Wyoming says it reported the issue immediately and is cooperating fully with law enforcement. Lead investigator Officer Jace Carver said, "When someone abuses a position of trust for personal gain, it harms more than one organization." Police say the total losses could still change as the case moves through the court system. Rodriguez is expected to make her initial court appearance in Natrona County later this week. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.